This is the Cumulus Colorado Pulse. 30 minutes with some of the people and nonprofit groups that help make Southern Colorado an even better place to love. Hosted by Drew Smith and Sarada Connors.
And there's a couple shows coming up for you to go enjoy and get a little laughter going. Now, you think about the STEM field. That's, I think, I'm going to test myself here, Sonia. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. Did I get that right? And when you think about that, you think about a lot of statistics. I personally think about a lot of math. What I don't think about is stand-up and comedy. What is the peer review, and what does it have to do with the STEM field?
Well, the peer review is a way to get science out to the people. It's a way to make it digestible. It's a way to make science fun and interesting and get a few laughs.
Well, I'm up for all of those things. Now, you do say it's an 18 and up show, so you might get a little naughty or a little inappropriate at times?
Definitely. I'm from Australia, and it's hard for me to put the filter on when I'm at work, but when I do stand up, there is no filter.
And you are actually going to be at one of these performing yourself.
That's right. I'll be there on February 2nd at Ivy Wild. I will be talking about the future of artificial intelligence and how it will change our lives.
Ooh, I bet you there's lots of it's a gold mine for
there
a comic
is, there. There is.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Now, this field itself, it's, I mean, I think that's the up-and-coming one, I think.
Well, I think that humans are really learning how to interact with computers just as much as computers are interacting with humans. We've even passed the point where we can't tell if we're interacting with a computer, talking to a computer. I mean, once that barrier was broken, now it's everything's open to us, which, you know, is a little sad in a way, too, because, like, do you really want to just talk to a computer all the time? But there's definitely technologies out there that are going to benefit, and people are going to benefit.
Well, sometimes I feel like I am talking to a computer in some conversations, or a wall, you know, for that matter. Now, the whole reason here is to promote the STEM field and make it a little bit more engaging.
Absolutely. We want to take science out to people so that they don't think that when they hear about a science that's reported information, that it's something that they can't understand. We bring in chemical engineers and biophysicists and genetic scientists, and I have laughed so much at every single thing that they've told us, and I've walked away learning stuff, which is the most important thing.
Yes, you're like a matchmaker, and you're really bringing the community together, and you're bringing, you're teaching the people in the STEM field where some of it's a little research dense, right? And you're teaching them how to present that message in a more digestible manner.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, we teach scientists how to talk to people. So it's a two-way conversation here. So a scientist can come to us, learn how to do stand-up comedy, and they'll be able to deliver their message to anybody. So it's two things for the community, one for the scientists, one for the people to laugh and learn.
Right, and realize that you can have fun in the STEM field.
Yes.
And what's the current status of the STEM field? Are we doing okay? Do I need to start learning some math maybe?
Or? You might want to learn some math, and you might want to encourage people around you, especially young people, that STEM is a sexy thing to get into. It's not dry.
Yes, and what kind of things does the STEM field encompass? What are we looking at as far as professions? Are we looking at all engineers that are building these robots?
There, STEM is everything. And what I find really interesting is that we'll have geologists, their STEM field, and they don't understand what I do, so I have to make it digestible. I'm a software engineer. I write code for computers. And it's chemical engineers. It's people who check out your building and make sure that it's not going to fall down. Structural engineers. It's people who get samples of water and make sure that water is okay to drink. It's all these different technologies and fields.
Right. And things that are very important. Water is pretty important, I understand. Yeah. So, but at Ivy Wild, we're going to be able to drink some of their delicious beer and enjoy this show. So talk a little bit about the show, how people can get tickets and what they can expect.
The show will run for just over 2 hours. We'll have at least 6 to 8 comedians performing, and we'll have the local 7 one-liners improv group. And you'll be able to get the definitely get Bristol Brewery beer. The tickets are on sale on the Ivy Wild site. If you go onto their site to the music site, they will have us there on February 2nd. You buy your tickets through them, and you turn up and have a great time.
Right. And your website is scienceriot.org, and then your peer review on Facebook.
Correct.
And that's, how do you spell peer review? Is it special or?
It's P-E-E-R-R-E-V-U-E.
Yes, and all of these things are very easy to find on social media, and then there's links to the tickets right there. And you'll want to get your tickets because these things do sell out. They're very popular.
Oh, absolutely. It's so funny to see the same faces turn up because they've learned so much from us before. They want to come back and see what we've got to offer them this time around.
You can make some of these, I guess you would call them careers, and just the way they make these so engaging and funny, it's hilarious. It really is. And these are people from the community. These aren't professional traveling acts. These are people in the actual field, and you actually do some coaching and help them get up to speed on how to do some stand-up.
Oh, absolutely. We run 3 workshops before they get on stage, and it is amazing to see people come to us not really sure how they're going to be funny, and then by the 3rd workshop, I am laughing in the aisles, and then the audience gets to really appreciate it when we put them up on stage. So it's a great experience.
Yes, and you can see somebody up and coming in their comedy stand-up career, right?
Yes. Actually, this go-round, February 2nd, we'll have somebody who was a chemical engineer and who decided to become a stand-up comedian professionally. Can't say that it was peer review that sent him that way, but it's interesting to see how that tied together.
Well, yeah, you can take credit for it. Maybe just a skosh.
Just
yeah,
a little bit.
You need him when they first started.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice. And then you have other shows throughout the year.
We do. We try and schedule them once every 3 months. And every now and then we'll have a special show. So on February 23rd at Space Foundation, we have a special encore show. And that means that we're going to invite back comedians that have already performed for us at least once. And they'll get to do their same set. So if you missed them first time around, you'll get to see them again. And the best thing about Space Foundation is that you'll get an hour and a half with all the exhibits before the show goes on. So the doors open at 6:30 and the show goes on at 8. And they'll have food trucks outside and we'll have a cash bar going as well.
Nice. So you can make a date night out
yes.
of it. Yes. Absolutely. And I've gone to my wife with these things. It's open seating, which is really nice. So
yes.
First come, first serve.
Correct.
So get there early
get
so you
there
can
early
get, the
and
good
get your seats.
Seats. Yes. And if you're like me, I'd had a couple beers before the first act went on. So it was really funny. But aside from that, yes, I could tell that these engineers had practiced and it was really funny.
It was. It was really funny. And sometimes we share engineers between Denver and Colorado Springs, because they also have a program going on up there.
Yeah, so where do you guys kind of base yourselves? Is it the Springs and Denver area?
Funny you should ask. Actually, we've had a couple of people move out, and it's further afield now, but for us locally, Denver runs shows at the museum, the Science Museum, and also at the Clocktail Cabaret. And then we have our shows down here in Colorado Springs. And the best way to see both of those shows is to go to the Facebook peer review page and look at the events page.
Oh, very nice. So again, we're talking about the peer review, and then the parent organization is Science Riot.
Science Riot.
And they're all about presenting the STEM field, but you said this time it's going to be more of a STEAM?
STEAM, yes. This time around, we are featuring an artist from Manitou Springs, and I saw Lisa perform last year at the Manitou Art Center's fundraiser, and I actually helped with some artists become comedians for their fundraiser night. And Lisa was hysterical. So she is going to be performing with us on February 23rd at the Space Foundation and bringing a special artsy feel to the whole thing.
Well, I could see how that could really lend to a lot of things, whether you're trying to design a building or you're trying to make whatever you've built a certain color with a chemical engineer. So I think arts really does kind of fit in there a bit.
Oh, I'm with you. I think nowadays in schools, they refer to it as STEAM anyway, because they realize that art is very important as well.
Do you think they missed an opportunity in calling it STEM or STEAM when they could have called it something else like STEMA or SATEM?
I think SATEM may not have gone down so well, but ASTEM might have.
Well, that's why I'm not out there creating the name for these things. So there you go. So again, one more time, Sonia, you are going to be Up on stage so we can come see you and laugh at all your jokes. And is that the February 2nd show?
February 2nd show, I will be on stage, yes.
And that is at Ivy Wild. And then there's an encore show February 23rd at the Space Foundation. So again, where can people get tickets and find out more?
Again, go to the Facebook page for peer review. For the events page, there are links there to all the places that you can buy tickets for the events. And specifically for the Ivy Wild show, you can go to Ivy Wild and look at their music page, and they have links there to buy tickets for the Ivy Wild show.
Well, thank you very much, Sonia. This sounds like a lot of fun. Get people interested in the STEAM field, that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. I am Drew Smith here with Sarada Connors. If you missed anything, want to find it again, I will be sure to post it on our Facebook page. Simply look for the Cumulus Colorado Pulse. Coming up, we've got some more great events that always support the community.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with our Cumulus Colorado Pulse program, a public service and community project of the six Cumulus radio stations here in Colorado Springs.
Greater things are still to be done in this city.
To find out more about the events and organizations featured today, or to have yours considered for airtime, click on Facebook and search Cumulus Colorado Pulse.